I don't think there'll be a prouder moment than when you walk through that door.
Bottom line, inclusion and friendship. Hello and welcome to the Special Olympics Wisconsin Athlete Voice podcast. I am your host, Addie Teeters. Our co-host, Ed Castern, is actually competing right this very minute. We are at Summer Games, our largest state games tournament for the season. We've got more than 1,200 athletes competing today in various events. We have around 400 volunteers and a couple of thousand folks just here joining us for fans in the stands and families and friends. We are having the best time here at UW-Whitewater. And today I am so excited to be joined by two fantastic folks who have been a part of the Special Olympics movement for quite some time. I am joined by AJ and Val, mother and son, athlete and coach and all the things, and mom. So welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So AJ, just to get us started, when did you get involved in Special Olympics?
I believe I was 8 years old. We were at a resource fair, and we got introduced to it by the local program there, and the manager was great. She was awesome. So, yeah, it was a fun time.
And this is going back a little bit in your memory, but, you know, prior to Special Olympics, did you have things you were involved with, or was Special Olympics really the thing to get you joining things?
It was probably the first organized thing I did, other than maybe Boy Scouts.
Awesome.
So it was a big, big thing for me. I'm definitely in a different spot now than when I started. So I'm definitely in more of a leadership role within our agency, our local program. And it's just a lot of fun. So
that's amazing. And Val, from that parent's perspective, you know, if you can dig back all the way to when AJ was 8, like what were you looking for? What did you need as a parent?
As a parent, I was feeling pretty isolated. We had tried some team sports with AJ, and it just wasn't a match for him. People didn't have enough patience for him or creativity of thinking. He was a kid that needed to have things outside of the box, being really supportive. He had a very colorful vocabulary and a big issue with authority. And so it
just
took
an awesome combo there,
exactly.
Right?
So it took some really special coaching. And so as we first got involved with Special Olympics, AJ mentioned his first manager, Marsha, and one of his first coaches was Coach Karen. And Karen let me be able to be there. And when AJ needed to leave the field or the court, which at times when he first started could be within the first 5 minutes, it could be, and it kept growing that he spent more and more time. He's always had an amazing athletic ability. But other things just were a barrier for him. And I can remember just watching him as a parent, seeing the time that he was spending on the court get longer and longer. And then I went from being a parent watching to a parent that started assistant coaching, and then being mentored by the local program, and then becoming a head coach. And then now, through being mentored by Special Olympics Wisconsin, being able to become a local program and really just embody athlete leadership. And so it's kind of, my growth has been just enhanced because of AJ's growth and where he's been able to teach me as just a Special Olympic volunteer how to be patient, how to be open, how to be creative, and how to really listen. And sometimes it's not words that our athletes say, it's actions and behaviors, and how important it is to be listening with all of my senses to all of theirs.
And when you talk about athlete leadership, AJ, I was having a conversation with some folks yesterday who really have been the spearheaders, and they were the founders of athlete leadership in the Special Olympics movement. And they made a comment about, you know, it's not just inviting an athlete to have a seat at the table, it's also believing that they belong there, and that an individual that has intellectual disabilities should be invited in all aspects of life. And how do you believe that to be true?
Feeling included is a good thing. I think when you give somebody a voice, they feel included. I think it is incorporated in that a lot. When you give somebody the chance to speak about what they want or how they want to do something that involves them, it definitely makes them feel included more so than just telling them what to do. So.
And Val, when you were talking about kind of your parent journey, You know, I know that sometimes parents are nervous to put their kids in, you know, a Special Olympics activity, or perhaps they have an adult that they have guardianship over and they're thinking they're too old. There's always, sometimes as parents, we are the ones maybe who hold our kiddos back a little bit more because of our own fears. And so can you talk about that a little bit and what you would say to those parents and guardians?
I'd say I had all those fears. A lot of people, when they interact with AJ or see AJ or see us together interacting, they think it's like been here the whole time and that it's easy. And it's not easy, but the thing is to take the first step and also to let go a little bit and get out of the way. As AJ talked about having a voice and how important it is to be able to give your opinion, it's important as a parent to realize opinions can be different than your own, and when it's different than your own as a parent, it's hard to take that step back. It doesn't mean full freedom. And AJ will tell you, he doesn't have full freedom or full autonomy. He does have myself and his dad as his guardians, but he does have the respect that we know we're going to ask him for his opinion. And that's what I say to parents. I'm like, just give it a try. And if your athlete wants to try something different than what you think they should do, it doesn't hurt to even come to a practice and just try. And I've helped parents who really are afraid of getting involved with other parents, because a lot of times as a parent with an individual with a disability, you walk into what would be a normal everyday activity for someone like the grocery store, and all of a sudden a meltdown will happen, or just a big, huge, loud no, or vulgarity coming at you from your child. It depends on the individual. And so you're afraid of joining organizations. And I just had a mom this morning tell me, I finally found a family. And I said, that's what Special Olympics is for AJ and I. It's a community. And I say to parents, join us and just give it a try. And it's amazing after the first 10 minutes how walls start to come down, how you start to heal. A lot of tears as a parent. You feel pride. You feel kind of sometimes even a little shameful that you were hesitant in the beginning.
Sure.
Because you realize that your athlete can achieve so much more than you ever believed just by removing some barriers. And then you get to put in new goals. And as a parent, you go through denial, you go through acceptance, and then you have to go through this period where you get to set new goals with your child or your adult athlete. And Special Olympics has been a place where we've been able to set some amazing goals, not just for AJ, but for our family, with in terms of volunteering. All of our family volunteers and gives back to Special Olympics. And so as I say to a new parent, you see where we are now, just come take the first step and you'll enjoy the ride. It's the best ride ever to be part of Special Olympics.
Val, talk to me more about that whole sense of community. And, you know, when a family joins Special Olympics, it's not just you and your athlete kind of doing this individual. You have this now, this whole network of a new family, of new friends you can bounce things off of. There's no judgment. Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah, it becomes the safety net for you as a parent, where if you're having a hard day, you've now gained like a whole team yourself. So as parents, we'll text each other being like, hey, saw that post about your kid, great job, or oh my gosh, I don't even know if I'm gonna make it through the next 10 minutes with just what's going on at home. And we're able to encourage each other when we're together. And we're like tonight, for example, it's the state games, we're in Whitewater, our hometown is Elkhorn, so we're just about 30 minutes away. Our tradition is Pizza Ranch. So where are we going before the dance? Pizza Ranch. Who's coming? Not only the community that's here at state, but our community of athletes that weren't able to qualify for state. And you'll see that we'll be rocking Pizza Ranch while AJ's at the athlete leadership dinner. My community will be there with me having some pizza, just saying it's good to be together and it's fun to be out together. It just really is rewarding as a family to have other families that just get it. And
Right. It's
not always happening until you get connected with others that kind of walk through similar shoes that it feels like you've found just a connection that's beyond just every day. You take it for granted when you have typical developing children and adults around you about going to, you know, your high school homecoming dance or sporting events. And so it's really special to have a community where you can go to a dance together and you're known as the coach or the program manager that will put on the funky lights and dance every dance. And I only get one with my son, but I embrace that one immensely.
So you give her one, AJ.
I give her one song.
Just one?
Just one, that's
okay,
it.
Okay, so tonight is 80s theme. What's the song going to be? Have we picked it out?
No, not yet.
No, I haven't even thought about that.
You guys, I have so many suggestions. We're going to unpack that. I think. I mean, we've got a great list. I mean, it depends. If we're going to go really funky and not so slow.
I think we are about the funky town.
Amazing.
I Think We're Alone Now by Tiffany.
I know that is your favorite.
Oh, that is a great song.
It is a very
good
song.
Good pull, AJ. That's amazing. I love it. So, AJ, when we talk about kind of the sense of community and not feeling judged, you know, for our listeners who have never been to one of these events before, I can't tell them what they're missing, right? I mean, can you talk about how when you come here and you get to see your friends and just how great everybody is? Can you talk about that?
Yeah, so not only is competing with all your friends on the team and as well as the coaches there, they help you compete. That's a lot of fun, but so is all of the extras, the healthy athletes. Is such a good time. We did the opening eyes today, and that was so much fun seeing all the Lions people there.
People are getting glasses, right?
Yeah.
They're getting their recs back.
Yeah,
and
exactly. All of the volunteers are so nice and welcoming. They're amazing people that they'll spend time out of their day to come help us and achieve goals and dreams of being able to compete. And even if you don't win, it's still okay. It's still so much fun to just come out here and play. Absolutely so much fun.
And could you talk about the athleticism? Because, you know, Special Olympics is first and foremost an athletics organization.
Yes.
And for you guys to get, for all of the 1,200 athletes out of 14,000 in the state, mm-hmm. to have achieved state games, you have trained, you have worked hard, you have achieved certain levels at your regional levels. Can you talk about the fact that it's not just you come and you get a participation ribbon, right?
No, it is extremely competitive, extremely athletic athletes here. I typically compete Division I and II for most of my sports, and it is almost as competitive as like a high school game.
Sure.
It is insanely fun, insanely upbeat, competitive, fast-paced. It is a very good time.
AJ, you talked about the volunteers, and I'm so glad that you shared your gratitude for the volunteers, because they do. They come out here, they give, you know, 5-6 hours. Some people are coming for multiple shifts because they have so much fun. I try to tell folks, just volunteer once and you're going to be hooked for life, right? And can you talk about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So I volunteered at a couple places. I did regional skills for basketball skills this past winter, and that was a lot of fun. Being able to see those athletes compete and participate, it's a very fun time. Just being able to watch these athletes with huge smiles on their faces.
Love it.
As they compete. So happy, so much fun. Yeah.
And Special Olympics has also, I guess, widened your horizons to other opportunities too. So We have a really significant partnership with Jersey Mike's. We do Month of Giving every year. It's such an incredibly generous organization, and really the entire state of Wisconsin really shows up for us and goes and visits Jersey Mike's that entire month of March to support our athletes. You were selected, AJ, as an athlete ambassador. And what's an athlete ambassador's job to visit the stores? Can you talk about that?
So typically, they clean tables, open doors, greet customers, say thank you, have a nice day, stuff like that. I worked the register the whole 11 hours I was there.
That's amazing.
I volunteered 11 hours of my time for that. It was a lot of fun. I got a job there at that Delavan Jersey Mike's, and I love the people I work with. They're great people. So much fun to work with. The job's great. So it's a lot of fun.
AJ, you didn't just get a job, man. I mean, let's not undersell that, right, Val? I mean,
right.
They offered you a job because they were just so impressed with you.
Yes. Yeah.
Do you know what a big deal that is, dude?
It's just a job to me. It's just a
way
to
make money. You're so humble. Well, your mom and I here are just beaming with pride, right?
Mm-hmm. Very much so, yes.
Yeah, how'd that feel, Val?
It was outstanding. So that day, I was a proud program manager of two athlete ambassadors. And so I was heading to see my first athlete, Jerry, up in Whitewater. And as I was getting there, my phone started dinging. And so I went in and saw Jerry, and he was doing amazing up there. And I got a picture, and I looked at it, and it was AJ behind the counter with the register. And all of a sudden, I kept getting all of these pictures from friends. Some friends had known about Special Olympics and had volunteered or have athletes. But then I started to have friends that just, like, I just went to Jersey Mike's, and all of a sudden, there was AJ. And so it was outstanding. As I came in there, he didn't even notice when I first got there because...
Well, you were probably real busy.
Yeah, it was way too busy.
He was way too busy. But he looked like he had been there working for months and months, not just a couple hours. It was just so impressive. His manager, Logan, asked AJ, "What do you want to do, man?" And AJ's like, "Well, I think I'd try that. I'll try the cash register." And AJ's strength is really visually being able to see things from like a menu and memorize them. And so he was able to, and also programming on a POS system. Those two strengths he has went together for this job. And it was outstanding. I called his dad right away and I said, "When you get here for dinner, I don't think there'll be a prouder moment than when you walk through that door." Besides the first time AJ ran a relay, which was his first team sport. And then when AJ gave his gold medal up one time to an athlete who missed her time at track, and he handed her the athlete, and he said, "You are a gold medal athlete in my mind, Brooke." Woo. And so I can't tell you as a parent, Yahoo for Jersey Mike's, but Yahoo for Special Olympics Wisconsin and all of you as staff, because our partnership together has taken a child that at first wasn't able to participate in sports at all, has helped him grow so that he now recognizes authority is okay. He won't say it's great, but he recognizes authority is okay, that people keep you safe that are in authority figures, that there are good people in this world that are going to listen to you, and that your opinion is valued. And so then you can become stronger and empowered to be able to become and reach. I mean, I had a ceiling, and he says this to me all the time, "Mom, there's that ceiling again. You need to move it." Like, he's like, "Get it out," because I'll even say, "Oh, just do this.
Just blow that roof off."
And he's like, "Nope, I'm going to go do this." And I'm like, "Well," and then he goes and he just does it. And that, I just look at his confidence now of being able to keep taking new steps where new things were really hard for him. Now, because of his involvement and growth, we're trying new things almost every day, it feels like, when we used to get stuck and really stuck and deeply stuck. So thank you to everyone from Jersey Mike's and Special Olympics Wisconsin.
Well, I wish that, you know, Mama Val now could talk to Mama Val of 8-year-old AJ, right? And just tell her everything's going to be all right.
Definitely. And, you know, and that's what I tell new families that are coming in, that I say, "Look at AJ." And they're like, "What do you mean, look at AJ? He's great. He's a team captain. He's an athlete leader. He's able to sit here now and articulate and do this podcast." And I said, "But that's not how he started." And when people see him, like, that's one of the benefits of state games too, is AJ has friends that are across the state now, both coaches, athletes. And now when they see him here, they'll even say, "AJ, man, we're so proud of you." And they have that pride because they've seen his growth.
Bottom line, inclusion and friendship, right?
Inclusion and friendship is key.
Absolutely.
And AJ, I've talked to some of my athlete friends here who have different abilities and what I like to think of as different superpowers. And you know, some of that, those places along the spectrum, that if when you just take a pause and figure out how to use it, it truly is a superpower. And it sounds like that's what you've done with maybe some of those abilities that seemed like noise before. You've figured out how to hone in, mm-hmm. and use that to your advantage in your job, right?
Yeah, absolutely. 100%.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
How does it feel?
Good.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's great.
You really are so humble about it.
I was raised, so.
Well, I do hope you're taking a little bit of time to give yourself some pats on the back, because it's been an awesome year for you, and to achieve the job and to help the organization the way you have. You've mentored other athletes. You're an athlete leader. We're so grateful for you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So what's next this weekend? I mean, like I said, I don't think maybe folks always understand the size and the scope of a state games, especially summer games. It's intense and it's a blast, but like you said, we've got the dance tonight, right? And then what else?
One more game tomorrow.
And that's soccer for you, right?
Soccer, yep.
Okay.
Soccer. And if we win that one, we got gold. So
amazing.
And AJ, when he was looking through the information, said we have to hit healthy feet.
That's
and
right.
And that's on Saturday, too. So there's just so many opportunities to help take care of the whole individual, not just the athletic side of AJ. And so we're going to tap into as much as we can while we're here.
Because sometimes it isn't. It's a little nerve-wracking. And we've talked about this on the podcast before, but it can be nerve-wracking for individuals with ID to go to the doctor, or perhaps they are in a part of the state where maybe their medical teams don't understand how to treat someone with ID. And so to do it here, when you're already surrounded by your friends, you're at a Special Olympics event, that's got to feel a whole lot safer, doesn't it?
I would assume so. I'm fine with most doctors, just not the dentist. So
same here, man.
I don't like people in my mouth.
Yep.
So.
Either do I. Well, you guys, I am so grateful for both of you. Thank you so much. AJ, I cannot wait to keep watching you play soccer. You guys are so fierce out there. It's so much fun to watch. And just thank you for your leadership. And, yeah, let's bring more parents to the table, right?
Let's do it.
Oh. Well, I hope you enjoyed this podcast today, listeners. If you would love to come out and be a part of this movement, please visit us at www.specialolympicswisconsin.org and just come be a part of this amazing movement. Thanks for listening.